do want to know, though, if you live on the Mornington Peninsula, do you feel like you're hard done by when it comes to services, especially compared to councils on the other side of the bay, on the Bellarine Peninsula? I ask because a new report by a Mornington Peninsula Economics Committee is taking great issue with the difference in funding compared to Greater Geelong, despite, according to them, the Mornington Peninsula people paying more tax. So is it a case of haves and have-nots? If you live on the Mornington Peninsula, do you get a fair deal? 1300 222 774. Josh Sinclair is the Chief Executive of the Committee for Frankston and Mornington Peninsula. Josh, hello.
Hi, Ali. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us about some of the stats that this report uncovered.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's first important to note that this is definitely not us whinging about Geelong. And I know that maybe in the past that might have happened, but we're
so you don't want them to get less and you get more. You just want it to be equal.
Absolutely. We're actually in admiration of Greater Geelong and what they've been able to achieve over the past 20 years with people like Frank Costa and those business leaders over there. We just, for many of us, look across the bay every day and we're seeing a huge discrepancy in funding differences. So we're comparing ourselves with that region because we want to aim high and they've done really well. We're both 1 hour from the CBD. We've both got 300,000 people and we actually both contribute $20 billion in value add to the Victorian economy each year. So we think it's a fair comparison, Ali. However, we're facing structural challenges that Greater Geelong have been able to deal with over the last couple of years. And just a couple of examples that are really important. Our report found that 18 to 35-year-olds, so young people on the Mornington Peninsula, are more likely to leave our region than they are for young people in Geelong. And that's because the education opportunities, there's no public transport here compared to Geelong, and housing affordability is also a challenge. So that has an impact on our workforce.
Sure. So we accept those challenges, but then if you look at how much money you're getting, give me an idea of what sort of capital investment comes into your area, Frankston, Mornington Peninsula, versus Greater Geelong.
Yeah, so our challenge is we're doing a lot of revenue raising because we're in metropolitan Melbourne. A lot of your listeners would know that, particularly since the COVID lockdowns from a few years ago. And so we're charged for payroll tax, for an example, at a metropolitan rate, the same as businesses on Collins Street. Geelong and regional Victoria obviously have a different rate. So we're paying $225 million more than a comparable area like Geelong, and that money is not being reinvested back into our community in a diverse capital program like we're seeing in Geelong. So we'd love to see some of the projects they've received in their Geelong Cities deal, for instance, you know, exhibition centres, convention centres, art centre upgrades and so on.
And Josh, the numbers though, I mean, you're not giving them to me, but from the report, that the bits of the report I've read, the state handouts you say equate to $14,400 if you're in Greater Geelong per resident versus $5,600 per person in your area. That's quite a big difference.
Yeah, so that essentially that equals a dollar here is spent and $2.30 spent in Greater Geelong. And over the last three state budgets, it's been $1.8 billion here and $4.2 billion in Greater Geelong. So again, a lot of the spending in Geelong is justified. We're not complaining about it going through Geelong. We just know we're doing a lot more revenue raising in every single Victorian government tax, and we're not seeing much of it spent south of Frankston. And I think that's something the committee's been talking about for a number of years now.
So is the answer to give you more money, or is the answer to change your classification so you're no longer metro?
Yeah, classification is a little bit of a challenge, particularly the payroll tax, but we're not asking for a designation change. That's been an issue in the past, but we just want to see the government take a little bit more notice of our region and deliver some funding in more diverse capital programs, not just hospital upgrades or small amount on roads. We want to see that economic enhancing infrastructure that Greater Geelong is getting, and we think we've got a lot of lessons that we can learn from the other side of the bay.
Josh Sinclair, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Ali.
Josh Sinclair there, Chief Executive of the Committee for Frankston and Mornington Peninsula. Of course, there's an election down that way in Nepean a little later in not too distant future. So we'll keep our eye across that. Now, come